Good morning. It is good to be back in the sanctuary, even though it's just those of us up here, and all of you at home are out there. But it's good to have one step closer to be able to gather together in worship of our Lord, one step closer to normalcy. We're glad to be able to be back in the sanctuary, even as David said, I long to see your power and your glory in the sanctuary. And though there is not a uniqueness to a specific space, there is a uniqueness to gathering together. And so this is one step closer, and we're looking forward this morning to be able even to worship together, to welcome the presence of Jesus together, and trust that you are as at home as well. I want to give you just a couple of announcements regarding the in-person meetings, as we have now entered into the yellow phase and into our reopening. We are going to be moving this week into some in-person meetings. Sunday night at 6, the Focus Student Ministry will be meeting in the youth room, so that will be the first in-person meeting. So for the youth, Sunday at 6. Discipleship groups Tuesday morning and Thursday night will begin to meet again in person. And the ladies' gathering will meet on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. at night in person. In the morning, 10 a.m. will be a Zoom call, and there'll be information for those who are interested if you call the church office if you're interested, or information will be given to you. Beginning the week of Memorial Day, we will be starting some new discipleship groups on Romans chapter 1 through 3, as well as Revelation chapter 1 through 3 during the summer months. Now, if you have not been a part of discipleship groups, this would be a great opportunity for you to begin to get involved in that with a new study at a new time. And so we will need you, though, if you have not participated already, to call the church office and sign up, because we need to be able to stay under that 25-person limit. So if you have not been involved, we'd love for you to be involved. Just make sure you sign up. Don't show up, so we make sure that we keep it under 25. And as we enter into this reopening time, let me just stress the importance that this is a wonderful opportunity to be able to love your neighbor well, to love your neighbor well. As we meet together, make sure we're social distancing, keeping the 6 feet apart as best we can, that we would not have hugs, that we would not do handshakes, those kinds of things. And we are encouraging that masks would be an expectation, just so that we are able to care well for one another. The church has some if you don't, so please be able to do that. If you are in that classification of the vulnerable or the immunocompromised, we would ask that you would consider not attending, though we would certainly affirm any decision that is made, whether you come or whether you don't come, for any person in the vulnerable, immunocompromised classification or not. We support all decisions as we enter into this new phase. And please, 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 if you do have symptoms as we're heading into this yellow reopening phase, please do not attend. It's a way to love our neighbor well. This morning, as we worship together and as we start this series on Philippians, we're going to be talking these next weeks about peculiar joy. It's a joy that is not circumstantial, but it is a joy that is found in the Lord. It is a supernatural joy. And so as we worship the Lord this morning, may the joy of the Lord fill you. May the joy of the Lord be your strength, so that as we come out of this time together of worship, that we might be a people of joy, because the world needs joy today. They need people who carry the joy of the Lord. So may this time of worship, may this time of gathering around the Word of God together, may it bring joy to your heart, so that you might be a person of joy to the world around you. As we begin, let's open in prayer. Father, it is with expectation that we come. We rejoice in you. And we ask this morning that the joy of the Lord, that the joy of the Lord would fill us to overflowing, that the joy of the Lord would be our strength. As we worship, come inhabit the praises of your people. Lord, as we sing, whether in our homes or hear the worship team singing in the sanctuary, Father, come by your Spirit, inhabit the praises of your people. Be enthroned upon the praises of your people, I pray. It is with expectation that we come, that we gather wherever we're at, that we gather in the strong and mighty name of Jesus, knowing that we will meet you as we seek you. For you are not a God who wants to hide yourself. You are a God who wants to reveal yourself. So reveal yourself to us. Fill us with your joy and be glorified in our time. In Jesus' name.
Good morning. As we worship together in spirit, I pray that you would experience the Lord's presence this morning, that you would experience his amazing grace and his love.
Breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. Glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. The Lord lifts me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's able hand. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table hand. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world. Though Satan's darts at me are hurled, for faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table hand. My feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven. My feet on higher ground. The Lord lifts me up and let me stand by faith on on higher ground. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Heavenly Father, we just praise you this morning for who you are. God, we ask for transformation this morning, Jesus, that you would transform our hearts and transform our lives. God, we come expecting an encounter with you this morning. And God, we know that we can't leave an encounter with you unchanged. And so we just ask this morning you would change us, Lord, that you would mold us and shape us. God, make us more like you. God, align our will with yours and our desires, especially during this season of uncertainty. God, we ask for discernment in all of the choices that we make, and that we would act out of love in all that we do. God, that you would give us wisdom and guidance in these days ahead, and use us to draw people to you through compassion, through love, and through wisdom, God. And so we hand our lives over to you, Jesus. Amen.
Worthy of every song. the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Song we could ever sing. You're worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you.
Jesus, you are worthy of every praise, of every breath. And so, Lord, we just want to hand over our entire lives to you today. God, we ask that you would grow this desire within us, this desire to want to know you more, to want to live for you. God, just cast out any distractions and temptations that are in our lives that try to take your place in our life. God, help us to take every thought captive as we seek to serve you. And God, we ask that you would do amazing things. Bring your kingdom here, Lord.
This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart I worship you. Every moment I